Well, there are more troubling stories emerging within the disability community. This story is about the treatment by the NDIS of an 86-year-old grandmother, still grieving the loss of her son, who had been the full-time carer for his daughter, who has a significant disability. With his loss, she says the NDIS has judged that she, at 86, should be the carer for the young woman who has complex needs. Rhett Burney has our report.
Liam Thatcher is 25 and works full-time as a disability appeals advocate in Adelaide. He has a 21-year-old sister, Riley, who's studying nursing, and a 24-year-old sister, Laura, who lives with severe intellectual disability.
In terms of day-to-day care needs, she really needs someone to really assist her. That includes things like bathing, toileting, preparing food.
Liam, Riley and Laura's parents, Jennifer and Shane, doted on their kids. They were teachers at the same school in regional South Australia and enrolled Laura there, so they were never too far away when she needed them. Then in 2007, Jennifer died of breast cancer and Dad Shane became Laura's full-time carer. But 8 weeks ago, he died suddenly and Laura went to stay with her grandma. Liam and Riley temporarily relocated from Adelaide to help with Laura's care.
We put in a request to notify the NDIS about a change of circumstances, maybe a couple of days after Dad passed away, putting it front and centre that Laura needed some additional support for accommodation and things like that. It took them 2 weeks to respond to that request, which made us really anxious and quite concerned. We don't think the NDIS fully understood the real urgency of the situation.
When the National Disability Insurance Agency finally did respond, the family applied for extra NDIS funding to allow Laura to have full-time supported care in Adelaide so she could be near her siblings. It was knocked back. Marlene Thatcher is Laura's 86-year-old grandmother.
There does seem to have been an assumption that because I'm here, because I have been available to accommodate Laura since Shane's death, that I can continue to do that. And I really can't, you know, particularly at night. If anything happened, you know, if I had a health crisis of some kind, Laura wouldn't be safe. She wouldn't understand and it would be very difficult.
Mary Mallett is head of the Disability Advocacy Network Australia.
It isn't fair and it's not completely inappropriate that an 86-year-old grandmother should be expected to now pick up the burden.
Mary Mallett says a push by the federal government to rein in NDIS spending, citing sustainability concerns, is driving the agency to cut funding for the people it's meant to support.
As it happens, the NDIA has a relatively lean operational budget in terms of the number of staff. The only place they can take that money from is from the plans of the people who are already participants in the scheme. That's the only place that it can be cut from.
Marlene Thatcher says instead of grieving the loss of Shane, her family is appealing against the NDIA's decision. It's a process that, at best, takes months.
For all of us, not having that opportunity to grieve as we need to do has also been very difficult.
We requested an interview with NDIS Minister Linda Reynolds. She didn't respond. We also put several questions to the National Disability Insurance Agency, asking if it expects 86-year-old Marlene Thatcher to continue to care for Laura. In a statement, a spokesperson said the NDIA are making contact with Laura's family to reassure them the agency will continue to work with them to meet Laura's support needs. Liam Thatcher says, like his late parents, he just wants what's best for his sister.
She's always smiling and cheerful and everything else. And, you know, we enjoy spending time around her. She really needs this rolling, constant support to be adequately cared for. And on the day-to-day level, it's really important that someone's here that understands her needs and can respond to them as they arise.
Adelaide man Liam Thatcher, who's trying to get NDIS funding for his sister, Laura. Rhett Burney with that report.